The sheets will come around. I don't want to leave too much time, but I do want to make sure that we preface every shiur with midos building. It's very important when you make decisions in life. One of the hardest parts in life in general, and certainly in decision making, is to balance your long-term interests versus your short-term interests. When you're younger, you don't really have long-term vision because you haven't lived that long. So your decisions tend to be based on the immediate needs or the immediate interests, and you don't fully appreciate how they can impact longer-term interests. So as you start to develop and mature, it's important to try to think about long-term, how the decisions you make, and we've talked about that a lot this year, how they will affect long-term. Obviously, I've talked about them when they're not a dilemma. You're just saying, well, if I learn and I grow and I'll be in Avod Hashem, then it's going to affect who I am in 20 years and my family and my parenting and my husbanding and all that stuff. But very often that comes into play when you have deliberations, the dilemmas. Very often the greatest dilemmas in life are short-term benefits versus long-term benefits. So in the short term and the long term, Noach builds the Teva. It takes him 120 years. Just the process, building a Teva for 120 years. So there are many reasons that Hashem instructs him towards this great construction project. But one of them is his long-term interest. And sadly, it's not so clear that he gets that message because his first choice when he leaves the Teva is for short-term rather than long-term. Long-term would have been wheat, grains, barley, irrigation. Short-term is, let's get some grapes growing so that I can drink some wine. So it's really important in life. I talked about this earlier this year to some of you, but just to give you an example of long or short-term, I'm not telling anyone what they should do, but this is a decision, a deliberation I often coach with people. When I'm in college during these years, should I spend more time learning or should I spend more time in NCSY or Bnei Akiva? In the summer, should I spend time in a summer camp environment? Let's assume right now that the summer camp environment is that you just need to get a break. Obviously, you need a break. But where can I accomplish more good? After all, without me, how can I be so selfish just to sit and learn all day rather than be involved as a youth leader? Those are both legitimate choices, but sitting and learning over the summer or sitting and learning over Shabbos is not a selfish decision. It just looks selfish in the immediate sense. Down the line, it could be a very, very selfless decision. And I say this in a very, very personal experience. When I was your age, I came under tremendous, tremendous pressure. When I was in college, to be involved in NCSY. That was the big youth involvement of the day. And I refused. I was not involved whatsoever. And I needed my Shabbosos because my weeks were so busy and hectic. I needed my Shabbosos to learn, to read. And I remember some people saying, well, isn't that selfish of you as you're taking your Shabbosos rather than being on an NCSY regional? And I said, well, one day I'm planning to be a Rebbe, and maybe the investment I make currently will help me be selfless. So today I'm trying to be as selfless as I can to you and to give you this sugya, to teach you the sugya. And I wouldn't know the sugya as well had I not been learning this sugya or other sugyos in 1987. So it's 40 years later, 35 years later. That's one example of long term, just to make it more personal. So one of the messages of Noach and the Teva is long term versus short term. And sometimes you do have to make short term decisions and prioritize them over long term, but at least get used to thinking that way. You're used to saying, well, what are the short term benefits? What are the long term benefits? And what are more compelling for this decision? Okay.